The coronavirus is going crazy, as you can probably see on Twitter, Facebook, and the internet in general. News sites are talking about it. You've probably seen some signs in your area, in your neighborhood, you know, about coronavirus. It's pretty unanimous, and it's hard to get away from it. And the anime industry is being affected by it. You know, ReZero, like I mentioned before in the last podcast, that was cancelled until July. It was originally going to air in April, but moved to July because of the coronavirus. Railgun Season 3 has been cancelled, and it's not been running for 2 weeks now because of the coronavirus. And it's going to keep impacting the industry, just like I said in the last podcast. Right now, Amazon Japan has made Pokemon free for, you know, children, teenagers, basically people who watch Pokemon in Japan. Amazon Japan has made it free up until, is it April 5th, I think? Because of the coronavirus, you know, it's their way of keeping kids indoors so they don't go out and contract the virus, basically come in contact with this virus, or just people in general to come in contact with it. And it's not just Amazon Japan that's been doing this either. Yesterday, Bandai announced that they're going to be, you know, having some of their anime shows stream free to keep people indoors as well, you know, to avoid them coming in contact with the coronavirus. There's a lot of encouragement from anime companies or companies that stream anime to keep people indoors. Bandai is making Aikatsu free, Cowboy Bebop, Gundam Build Divers, Gust Iron Liga, Scryde, and so many more shows like Imagine Heroes, Wataru. I mean, they're making a whole lot of shows in their catalogue free. And Aikatsu in particular is up to, you know, 50 episodes free, streamed, just to keep people indoors. And as long as this keeps going on, there's going to be less money this year, potentially, if these companies have to keep pushing back anime shows or even outright cancelling shows, not to mention events, which happened just the other week in Tokyo. There was a Demon Slayer exhibition that was supposed to happen, but that got cancelled. The exhibition got cancelled because of coronavirus. So because that got cancelled, as you can imagine, they're basically losing out on money, on opportunity, exposure, on all kinds of things, right? Money is going to be, there's going to be money sitting on the table that's not going to be made. There's going to be missed opportunities, and the industry is just not going to make as much money because people are going to be indoors. So let's take an anime show, for example, like, I don't know, there's ReZero, right? Depending on how bad this gets, the staff are going to be indoors. You know, no work is going to be done in terms of the episodes in ReZero, the casting, recording, slide, and everything that goes into making an anime show. As of last year, the anime industry is worth, I think it's $19 billion now. And this year, if it was going to go beyond that, if it was going to reach 20, 21, 22, whatever the number, can't predict it because obviously it's not happened yet. Whatever that number was going to be, I imagine that this year might be a loss. And with the way that companies have been going bankrupt, so like last year it was Studio Tears. I believe it was a studio that made Why the Hell Are You Here, Teacher. They made that. They went out of business just the end of last year. And in 2020, because of the coronavirus, well, you can imagine that it just might cause some businesses to potentially go out of business or just suffer in general. I mean, we've had a lot of damage as it is with Kyoto Animation's, you know, the fire that happened, the person who basically set fire to the building and killed around 35-ish people, and all the drama that came with that. I mean, that's already been enough. That's kind of my thoughts on the coronavirus and how it will impact the anime industry, what could potentially happen within the next few weeks, few months, especially as the year comes to an end. And hopefully, you know, they get, you know, they figure this out and they end up putting a handle on this corona thing and, you know, have it come to an end. I'm not really here to debate whether it's real or not. I mean, which it is, but there's going to be a whole lot of delays. So we better get used to it, at least for now.